This morning, foggy areas will clear quickly after sunrise with a pretty nice day in the works. An upper-level ridge will maintain control of our weather pattern for the next 48 hours. What this means is continued dry conditions for most and lots of sunshine, too. Downside is humidity levels will increase, becoming more uncomfortable with dew points eventually climbing into the upper 60s and even 70s by Thursday into Friday. Relief is going to be on the way this weekend. It all starts on Friday when a shortwave trough rotates around our upper-level ridge. It won't take much for showers and storms to develop during the afternoon, considering how muggy it's going to be outside. Latest guidance continues to bring storms through from west to east Friday afternoon and into the evening. The best opportunities, however, remain west of the Capital District. Followed behind this, there will be a ripple of upper-level energy diving south from Canada. This is going to push a surface cold front through the region from northwest to southeast Saturday morning throughout the evening. Timing on the front, still a bit up in the air because we're still a couple of days out, but Saturday right now is looking like the wetter of our 2 days this weekend. The trade-off, of course, will be cooler and more comfortable weather for the tail end of the weekend. Dew points will drop to more manageable levels in the 50s, and sunshine will return by Sunday afternoon. Early next week, we will remain under northwest flow aloft and on the east side of a surface high-pressure system, so we should continue to expect pleasant and dry conditions. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a cold front dropping through the northern states will continue to be a focus for showers and thunderstorms from the northwest to the upper Mississippi Valley. Strong to severe storms containing heavy to excessive rainfall will be possible along the frontal boundary, especially across portions of the northern plains where the boundary may move a little slower. Today and the 4th of July will be hot and humid across much of the southeast into the mid-Atlantic, with daytime high temperatures forecast into the mid to upper 90s for most, with even higher heat indices. Heat advisories are currently in effect across portions of northern Florida and southeast Georgia, where combined heat and humidity will make it feel closer to 105 to 110 degrees. Above normal temperatures also extend across the eastern seaboard and westward across the Ohio Valley and the upper Midwest. Moisture heading northward from the Gulf of Mexico, rounding our upper-level ridge, will interact with a weakening frontal boundary to produce daily threats for afternoon showers and storms for the southern plains up to the Ohio River Valley and the mid-Atlantic. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, expect mostly sunny skies and high temperatures reaching the upper 80s. A light northwest wind is expected around 5 to 10. In Boston, mostly sunny skies and high temperatures in the mid-80s. Expect an easterly breeze around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, partly cloudy skies with high temperatures today in the low 80s, a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour is expected. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature was 82. The average low is 61. The record high temperature was 102, set back in 1911. And the record low today is 44, set back in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 5:22 a.m., sunset 8:37 p.m., total of 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a net loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes. They ran from a low temperature of 30 degrees at Boca Reservoir, California, Tuesday morning, to not surprisingly 111 at Death Valley, California, yesterday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Expect mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures will reach the low to mid 80s. A light northwesterly wind this afternoon will take the edge off the heat a bit. Tonight, mostly clear skies, with temps falling into the 50s for the northern Adirondacks and low 60s across the North Country and Champlain Valley. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures reaching the upper 80s to near 90 degrees with a light northwest wind. Tonight, mostly clear skies with low temperatures falling into the mid-60s with light wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect mostly sunny skies and high temperatures reaching the upper 80s with a light northwest wind. For tonight, mostly clear skies with low temperatures falling into the low 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, expect mostly sunny skies and high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. With a light northwest wind, for tonight, expect mostly clear skies. Low temperatures will be falling into the mid-60s with light wind. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Continued sunshine today, high temperatures will reach the upper 80s to near 90 degrees possible within the immediate Capital District. There will be a light northwest wind for tonight. Mostly clear skies continue. Low temperatures will fall into the low to mid 60s. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, Independence Day, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the upper 80s, if not reaching 90. Expect a few more clouds for your day Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible during the afternoon, especially west of the Capital District. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. Expect mostly cloudy skies for your day Saturday as a cold front sweeps through the region from northwest to southeast. It will increase storm chances along the way. High temperatures will still be hot, though, in the mid-80s. We will dry out and cool off for Sunday. Sunshine returns. High temperatures will be a little more comfortable in the upper 70s. Dew points feeling much nicer as well. The work week starts off similar. High temperatures will be in the low 80s with comfortable dew points. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.